Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Chul, and we are up to parak Dalid Mishnah Beis. Hamavakeres hamakashaleder, if a mother animal is giving birth to its firstborn, v'chatich ever ever mashlech laklavim, you can cut up limb by limb and throw it to the dogs, because as long as most of the fetus is still inside, then it's not considered to have been born yet. Yatzarubah, but if the majority came out, harezeh yukaver, then you have to bury it, because once the majority comes out, it has kedushas b'chor. V'niftra mina b'chorah, and now it's the mother. In either of those cases, the next animal is not going to be a bechor because it already had a leida. Mishnah Gimel. Behema shemes ubra b'tochneha. If let's say there was a stillborn for a behema, and the shepherd stuck his hand inside the mother and touched the dead fetus, whether it's a kosher or non-kosher species, tahar, the shepherd is tahar. Normally you touch an avela, you can become tamei, but over here it's still in the womb, so it's still considered part of the mother. Rabbi Yosef Haglili Omer b'tamei atamei. If it's a non-kosher animal, you become tamei when you touch the dead fetus, because we don't have such a din that the fetus is part of the mother when it comes to non-kosher animals. But if it's a kosher animal, then the shepherd is going to be tahar. If a woman's a human has a stillborn, and while still inside, the midwife stuck her hand in and touched the dead body, the midwife is tamei for 7 days, just like anyone who touches a dead body. But the pregnant woman herself is not tamei on account of the fact that she's in contact with the dead body. She only becomes tamei when the baby comes out. So to review what we learned today, in Perek Dal Mishnah Beis, we said that if an animal is in middle of its first labor, before the baby is born, you can cut off limb by limb, and it doesn't have kedushas bechor. But once the rove of the animal came out, now it has kedushas bechor, so now you're not allowed to feed it to the dogs anymore. In Mishnah Gimel, we said that if there's a stillborn for a behema, and the shepherd touches the animal, whether it's behema tamei or behema tahora, the shepherd is going to be tahor according to the Tanakhama. But Rabbi Yossi says, no, only by a behema tahora is the shepherd going to be tahor, because by a behema tamei there's no din that the fetus is like the mother. And then we said that if a woman has a baby die in utero, and the midwife touches the baby inside the mother's womb, the midwife is tamei as if she touched a dead body, but the woman herself, the mother herself, is not going to be come tame until the baby comes out. That's from next time we'll pick up with Parak Dalet Mishnah Dalet.